In the book of 1 John, chapter 2, and verse 29. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doth righteousness is born of him. So the purpose of God's salvation for us is that not only we receive good things, but we need also to do the righteousness that God is doing. And John chapter 3 verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. When we do the right things, we are righteous. As God, Jesus Christ, who came to save us, is the righteous God. Let's all stand. Commit yourself to the Lord. Let us repent of our sin. Let us see things in the way that God sees it. There are troubles, trials, attack of devil. There is calamities going on, wars. But the righteousness of God is there. The salvation of God is there. The way that God wants us to move also is there. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, when you saw no one, no intercessor, your mighty arm brought salvation. Your breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the garment of vengeance brought us salvation through the blood of Jesus on the cross. Thank you, God. And even today, Lord, I commit myself to do what is right from this day on, O God. I commit myself, Lord, to declare your righteousness, to serve you and to preach your word, to declare your commands, your statutes, and law to the nations. Lord, I pray, empower me with the Holy Ghost. Refill me once again, protect me, give me the spiritual gift that I need to save you. Lord, we commit ourselves as a church once again that we will care for others as you care for us. And we pray also, Lord, prepare people. Reveal yourself to them, that you will go to them with your word, so that they might be saved. And may it know the righteousness of God. Reveal yourself to ravens, O God. Reveal yourself, O Lord, through circumstances. And I pray, you raise up people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to open heaven.
for what you revealed to us. We come to our circumstances to go on. Peace in the Lord. Guide us, take us with our feet to reach people who need your righteousness, your salvation, and your love. Empower each and everyone with the Holy Spirit, with the spiritual gift that he needs or she needs, so that your message will be reaching to us. Oh God, we thank you for this day. We bless you. We magnify you. Oh God, bless us. In love of our territory, Lord, let your hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.